This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Denver is currently sheltering more migrants than at any other point this year. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber.
For the third time this year, Denver has mobilized emergency operations to respond to an increase in migrants crossing the U.S. southern border and arriving in the city. This past week, 300 people arrived per day. That's more than double the number of arrivals compared to 1 month ago. On Sunday, 12 buses alone arrived from Texas, sent by Governor Greg Abbott. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Meanwhile, the city is looking for contractors to take over sheltering efforts with an initial budget of $20 million to work with local partners. Officials are also asking for more federal funding and donations to help migrants arriving in the city. Denver Mayor Mike Johnson has devoted more than $12 million for the city's rental assistance program in 2024. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
The Community Economic Defense Project, the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, and others are asking Johnston to raise city support for rental assistance to more than $30 million. They say if he doesn't, the already record-high number of eviction cases in court will balloon and more people could become homeless. Monthly evictions are the highest they've been since at least 2018. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport officials say they'll stop using leaded fuel. The announcement Wednesday comes after years of concern over how leaded fuel airplanes might be harming local residents. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.